This episode is sponsored by Long Beach Transit. Skip the campus parking stress this semester, because with a Go Beach Pass in your pocket, busing is easy. Get yours today by visiting routeobt.com/CSUOB. Welcome to the Season 3, Episode 11 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
The podcast that makes you care about sports.
We're an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State's student-run newspaper, the Daily 49er. I'm Naoki.
I'm Maddie G.
Guys, so as kind of March comes to a close, first of all, happy spring break, everybody. Hope you guys, everybody has a great time during their break. I think we all need this, right? But as one thing comes about, spring break, we have another big spring sport that's starting up right now. Opening day was yesterday, so we're recording this on Friday, March 29th. I know this is primarily Dodgers country.
Maddie, that's not.
You would argue. No. Okay, well, to talk some baseball, it's a pretty hot topic right now in the world of sports. Football is kind of soccer is kind of in its closing season, in its closing stages, as is the NBA, right? What the hit postseason.
Hockey
as well. Soccer is getting in their later stages, and then the NFL is kind of in the twilight of their offseason right now. But on the show with us today are two new faces. So sitting right across from me is our managing editor here at the Daily 49er, Cerrito College's finest, Samuel Chacko.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
And then a student writer from, if you guys remember Barb, we had her on last season. One of her students from the beginning, is it writing and reporting for the Daily 49er?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And essentially our resident Dirtbags beat writer, Adrian Medina.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you guys for being here. I know this is a sport that I'm kind of new to. I'm coming around to it. Maddie asked me earlier, did I watch a game yesterday? I said, no. Haven't watched the game because the Celtics proceeded to lose to the Hawks for a second straight time in the span of a week. And I was a very sad day. But Maddie, this is for what feels like the third or fourth straight episode. I think I just let you cook, but this is your sport. This is your realm.
Yeah, you couldn't have caught me on a worse day, really. I went into so much expectations for baseball being back. I was so excited. And it took all of one game. The first game of the year because of rain and postponements to just be like, I love the sport. I'm cynical about it, but it's baseball season, right?
Yep.
I know we could jump into opening day. I think we can start actually though, the Seoul series. Just
okay.
Yeah.
What were you guys' thoughts on the Seoul series? Dodgers play in the Seoul series?
Yeah. I actually woke up for both games, committed myself. Yeah.
What time were those games? Like what, 3 a.m.?
Yeah, both games were at 3 a.m. Yeah. And the day before the first game, I had the USC game to cover for the Dirtbags, and I got home at like 10:30, and I still had to write it, so I really didn't go to sleep until 12-ish to make sure everything was cool. So I took like a 3-hour nap, roughly. But once it hit like, I remember the fourth inning, I was just falling in and out of sleep, and I took a nap for an inning, and then woke up immediately. But yeah, the Seoul series was very much worth it to stay up for.
That's surprising. I feel like a lot of people were hating on the Seoul series heavily just because a week or two before the season, 3 a.m. starts. Giving us two West Coast teams with 3 a.m. starts, like, couldn't have pushed it back a little bit more, giving us East Coast teams. I know Ohtani was, like, the focus, and then Ha-Sung Kim. But
yeah, I must be killing you right now seeing Ohtani in the Dolphins uniform, you know. It's okay. It's fine.
I mean, not really. But he's, like, in the middle of a massive, massive investigation.
Yeah.
You know? We're living large in L.A., Anaheim. Whatever you want to call us.
In the middle. In the
yeah. Everything. I know the Dodgers, like, broadcasters have been calling them the Anaheim Angels again.
I mean, I liked when they were the California Angels. That was pretty sick.
Best logo, too.
That was the best logo, yeah.
Really?
But the big talking point for this whole series, Yamamoto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
couldn't have been really worse.
Yeah, that was, I kind of figured that. You know, it's his first time facing, you know, MLB hitters. You know, I really expected it to be way worse, honestly.
Really?
But, you know, I feel like he needs at least, I'm going to give it to like June. Really, for him to settle down and to really get his pitches right.
I think it's fair. A lot of people talked about it looked like he just like, his fastball, no command, no movement, just got absolutely torched, which is an expectation. I know they say the baseball in the U.S. is different than the baseball in the MPB. It's harder to grip.
Oh, yeah.
And then coming out of spring, usually you expect pitchers to get the better of batters during spring, but yeah, just tough outing. He's still the betting odds favorite to win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's 25 and like the best pitcher out of Japan. Yeah. He won like what, 3 straight Cy Youngs in Japan?
Yeah, and won the Triple Crown.
For pitching, like,
which is insane to do in that, in the MPB.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like there's like a bunch of games that are still going to go on. You know, I think with all sports, there's this over-exaggeration of, oh, this rookie is not doing that good. Mm. He sucks. He's overrated. He's overpaid. But I think, again, there's a lot of baseball to be played. I think, especially with how stacked the Dodgers team is, like, he has a lot of opportunities. He has a lot of, like, space to kind of learn and grow in that sense, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think it hurts more of the billion-dollar investment between him and Otani and the news breaking after game one of Otani, and then you're like, let's hope our $300 million investment can win tonight. And you get one inning. You just hope everyone was sleeping, which they were. Worked out.
The Japanese economy is booming right now. It's going to be booming for the next 10 years.
I mean, Japanese baseball is huge. Rentaro Sasaki just moved from Japan to play college baseball at Stanford. He was like a high school prospect.
Dang.
It's getting big. Like, they're now electing to come to the U.S. just for college baseball, too.
Come on now. Come on.
Do you feel like that kind of started off with Otani, or do you think that started off kind of like even earlier than that?
The people like Otani, Yamamoto, they looked up to Ichiro.
Yeah.
And that was for me too. I wasn't even a baseball player, but like Ichiro, I think for us, I'm talking about us, like, you know. But even like growing up in Japan, like Ichiro was like he's an icon. Like he was one of the first Japanese athletes that like really, really made it big in the world of sports for us. And he really paved the way for Japanese people to really make it really big in America in the world of sports. Yeah. We're so have yet to see it in a lot of, well, really any other sport. Maybe you look at Naomi Osaka over there in tennis, and you look at European soccer where you're seeing now guys like Wataru Endo, Kaoru Mitoma, and Takumi Minamino in the past. But like, see, like for myself as a big basketball fan, like, I don't want to look up to guys like Yuta Watanabe, you know? Like, I love the guy. Love the guy. Well, even like Rui Hachimura, you know? Like, there have been more, I think, well, even outside of baseball, I think Japan still has quite a ways to go in that department, I think, in America.
I think realistically, Otani's what's causing more people to come.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, the thing with baseball in Japan is it's the biggest sport. Like, it's massive in Japan. You watch, they like... It's military, like acumen, how they train baseball players. They're like 10-hour practices. They're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
So baseball's big there. MPB is big there. And the reason a lot of players never came was the money. Yeah, like, you're going to get paid more in the MPB unless you wait out the years for like vesting and everything, and you get to the point where you're not getting arbitration.
Yeah.
And you can get posted, because realistically, the MLB is like the worst when it comes to paying players when they're young. I mean, it's 7 years to hit ARB.
Yeah, it's insane. So, the money situation in the MLB is insane.
So you have to wait to get posted. But I think a lot more players now are like, I don't want to wait to get posted, and are coming earlier for that reason.
Do you think that might be because of the hype? Do you think that might be like anything like that? Or is it just like, I think it's the best
baseball league in the world. They want to compete. I mean, the MPB, I would love to see like us go back to playing like USA versus MPB games. They used to be a thing. Mm. Or like even like a World Series of MPB's best team versus MLB's best team. Because I think the World Baseball Classic made it obvious. It's closer than people think. Yeah. They call it quadruple A. You watched a Rockies game yesterday. I easily think probably every team in the MPB could beat the Rockies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like one of those things where I think they're the best at their sport in their country, and they want to come play. And that's like perceived as the best country for baseball.
But sometimes I look at these like baseball contracts, like the one that Otani just signed, the one that Bryce Harper signed a couple years ago, the one that Mike Trout signed a few years before that. I'm like, dude, see, basketball was the only thing that I've watched for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And for the entire time that I've been a fan, like the year maximum was 5.
Yeah.
It's always been 5.
Yeah.
For the time that I watched it. And like you rarely see like a $700 million contract. So it's just like, what?
Yeah.
Like, who's doing it? Which one's doing it wrong?
I think baseball contracts are technically, honestly, wrong, but it depends on, like, the value you're looking at. Because, like, Will Smith got 10 years, 140. That's, like, brilliant when you look at it from the baseball.
That's true.
Point of view, you're, like, you're paying 10 years, 140, 14 mil a year for, like, arguably best catcher in sport. What does year, like, 6 through 10 look like?
Yeah.
Who knows? But you probably got such great value from 1 through 6. And that's where baseball looks. Like, you want... Great. To take advantage of those first 4 years, really, and they're just paying for like what they did.
That's crazy, though.
Or you get the Rendon situation,
which is what
you fade into like irrelevance in year one, year two, and then you're just paying it. I like the Pujols contract, Miguel Cabrera. There's so many stars.
But that must be brutal, though, for our franchise. Like,
you're just paying dead money,
dead cap.
Yeah,
like it's like when I remember when in the NBA when Josh Smith got let go from the Pistons, like, for like the, even for like the next like 5 years, like they were still paying out his contract. He was making like $60 million a year. He's not even playing in the NBA anymore.
That's kind of how I felt with Stanton, you know? Like, he had, like, what is it, like 10, 12 years or something along those lines, and he's been kind of not really good. But that's kind of how I felt, too. I think when you see, like, even football and things like that, I think it's interesting. But I think one thing I want to bring up is Scott Boris, you know? Mm. I think that's really interesting. He's signing all these big names, like, maybe, like, a year or so ago, and now, like, he's kind of – it feels like there's deals that he could have taken, and he just left it off the table to take, like, a shitty deal, essentially. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Like, Boris is flipping burgers next offseason. Yeah. The way this one went. Like, Boris ruins the sport a little bit. And this offseason, he just let down every client he
had.
It
was an exclamation point.
Yeah. Really, like, I mean, the offseason was so long and dragged out. It felt like, you're like, where's everyone going to sign? And they all took such cut deals and got, like, played by Boris. And there's reasons for all of them. I don't think any of them were, like, perfect contracts like Bellinger. Yeah. All the stats are down. Is he really going to, like, outperform his expectations? I hope so. I like Bellinger. Why didn't we come to the Angels last year? But there we don't know. Montgomery, there's a case to be made for the Angels. He was probably the best of any pitcher.
Yeah.
And he got $25 million, I think, with a one-year deal that's probably going to go to two with the options.
Yeah.
You got Snell, who cannot hit the strike zone to, like, save his life, but he's, like, a Cy Young caliber pitcher.
There you go.
And it's just, yeah, that's, like, where baseball's at. There's very few perfect players, and the perfect players get bought up pretty quick.
This offseason was very – it was fun, and it was, like, wow. It really put the sport into a great perspective of money and players' values to a team, and just – I mean, as a fan, you see it, you're like, wow, this season could be, like, the best season ever or the worst season ever.
Yeah. It's like you know, when you're, like, City. I don't even know. Like, it's like Newcastle. You spend all this money. Mm-hmm. And then you go from having Champions League football to being in 11th place in the Premier League.
Yeah. I mean, I do think this is going to be the best year of baseball. Like, everyone I talk about baseball, I think baseball's in its best spot, personally, ever.
You think this?
I do. I think baseball is in, like, a great spot as far as, like, attracting an audience and, like, very competitive up and down the league.
I really got to lock in there.
There's some bad teams for sure, but there's a lot of competition and a lot of young players, which makes it fun. So, like, getting into opening day, I mean, you get to see Wyatt Langford debut yesterday. Today, Jackson Chirio debuts. That's like, Jackson Chirio, I think, was like one of the youngest leadoff hitters ever at 20 years old. He was born in 2004.
Yeah. Dang. Someone from 2004 is playing in the MLB
now. Yeah, yeah. Like, I remember hearing when players were like born in 2000 thing. That was crazy. Like, someone younger than me because I was born in 99. Now it's like 2004. There's people 5 years younger than like, me debuting.
Bro, this dude's in the NBA that like, were born like in 2009 or 2005.
Yeah, like Wimby and stuff.
Gigi Jackson was born like in 2004, and I'm like, bro, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gigi Jackson is like six months younger than Bronny James, but he just went toe to toe with LeBron James just the other night. But then the thing is that like when it comes to like age and being a like we saw the New York Red Bulls player that kid that he's like what 16 or he's 15 turning 16.
I'm on the Center City.
No. He was gonna, because in New Jersey, the labor law says that if you're under the age of 16, you can't work past 7 p.m. So when they kicked off at like in that noon kickoff, they let him play. But if their kickoff is at like 6 p.m., they can't play him.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy.
It's crazy.
But like you have like pro athletes, you have like soccer players in Europe going, making pro debuts, first team debuts at like 16, 15, 16 years old.
Yeah, I think it's just like really good for the sport. Especially, with youngness in baseball. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. signed a massive deal before opening day. Jackson Chirio signed a massive deal before even debuting. Yeah. Ellie De La Cruz is going to play a full year. O'Neal Cruz is healthy, going to play a full year. Every team has, like, something to look forward to almost, besides the Rockies. Ezekiel Tovar got a big deal, which was, like, great for them.
And it really depends, too, on, like, player development for teams, you know? Because that's always so, like, inactive or inaccurate, how they say it. Like they say, like, oh, Dodgers are number 3 and Yankees are, like, number 10. I mean, that could be true.
Yeah.
But it also depends on, like, you know, player development and how, like, for example, Padres, they have their catcher who's just turned
Ethan
17.
Salas,
who just turned 17. And he's their number one prospect in the catcher position, which is crazy. And, you know, I'm also excited for Jackson Holliday, too. I mean, he's crazy. Orioles are looking insane.
And then that's the other thing is Jackson Holliday is with baseball. Baseball loves to exploit the youth. Baseball loves it. Like, store yeah. Jackson Holiday for 2 weeks so you get an extra year. And that's what we're going to do. And it's just like, baseball, I think the best way to identify it is, if you're aging, you're almost worthless because you're going to have to get more money.
Yeah.
Or take a flyer on a minor league invite. Get the young kids in who are on, like, low salaries. And that's why we see it so much more. Like, the Angels, that's all we do. Bring in young players and bring in, like, veteran non-roster invites and hope they fly like Miguel Sano.
We know how you felt about opening day. Well, as a Dodgers fan, how did you feel about opening day yesterday?
I think yesterday was a perfect example of the 1-4 spot in that lineup. You know, Betts, Otani, Freeman, Smith. Like, that was a perfect example of how it's supposed to go. Like, that is how it's supposed to be from game 1 to 162. Like, they're supposed to go through that lineup, score at least once every time they're up, you know? And Tyler Glasnow, for his first start, you know, home game basically for him. He's a Southern California kid. He did great, you know, 6 innings, struck out 5, I believe. Crazy pickup. That was, honestly, I was more excited about his pickup than the Otani one, I think. That's, dude, because the Dodgers needed a starting pitcher, dude. Like, that's just needed pitching so bad, dude.
I love hating on the Dodgers so much. And yeah, their offseason was pretty good. Like, I don't think their Otani pickup was, like, necessarily what they needed. And I really hope it backfires. And, like, doesn't work. But starting pitching is such a need and, like, something they had to address ever since Kershaw's been aging. True. You haven't, like, seen the prospects develop. Yeah. Don't even want to really mention Julio Urias. And, like, just a lot of things that have fallen apart in that rotation. Yeah,
that,
like,
that I know about.
Julio Urias?
Yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure everyone knows about that.
So no. It's just, like, getting Glasnow. Getting Yamamoto, which Yamamoto should honestly project as a number one, number two anyways. Like,
yeah.
I know I was corning on him, but he's going to be good.
Leave him alone.
That's what the Dodgers need.
Yeah. That.
I don't think it leads to number 8.
Yeah. I mean, that starting 1-2-3 for the first 3 pitchers of the rotation, I mean, Glasnow, Yamamoto, and then Miller, I mean, I think it's crazy because Miller's going to have his breakout year. I hope. I really hope. I hope Dodgers don't get plagued again by injuries. Like, it's every single year.
See,
and barely
a Dodgers fan complaining about injuries should not happen. The Yankees literally got, like, destroyed by injuries. We needed pitching. We needed someone like Yamamoto. We needed somebody to, like, get some sort of signing or something, and we didn't really get that. Of course, Gerrit Cole is now injured, so that's awesome. Yeah, that's but I'm like, you know what? Beating the Astros was just so good. Because just because of the comeback and just because how gritty they were, looking at, like, the bases loaded stuff, they were just able to drive runs, not just by, like, a home run or fluke, anything like that, but they were just able just to drive runs in constantly with, like, bases loaded stuff and just hitting clutch hits, especially with Juan Soto. That was huge. That was really huge.
Hey, pitching reinforcements are on your way in the forms of JT Brubaker. That was the trade today. That 4.69 ERA last year for the Pirates is going to look nice out there in Yankee Stadium. But yeah, the Yankees failed to address a lot of stuff. And I hated the Yankees up until last year when our former co-host Isabel, like, swayed me to the Yankees a little bit. It's a franchise in collapse.
Yeah.
It's just, so it's still many collapsing. Issues. And I think Yankees fans do deserve a little bit better, as much as they, like, are annoying and talk about how we're the best franchise in, like, the sports history.
In all honesty, though, at least they got Juan Soto, you know? At least they got something. Yeah. Like, let's just say if Judge gets injured or whatever the case may be, Juan Soto's able to at least carry the load and actually, like, put offensively, like, kind of clutch hitting in that sense. It felt like sometimes they were just able just to stall against these, like, really good teams. I think it kind of puts it us over. Obviously, pitching is a big need, but at that point, we'll see what happens there.
There's one key issue. If Juan Soto walks. If Juan Soto walks, that franchise is set back so far.
Yeah, agreed, yeah.
Where, like, Cashman has to be fired at that point. And, like, it's just crazy to think a spot where the AL East has literally become the Red Sox and the Yankees at 4-5 penciled in.
Yeah, and, I mean, God, the AL East was such a dominant force in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like some, lower end of the barrel type, all these teams just collectively together. And
yeah, like, it's the Orioles division just run away with now.
Which is crazy.
And, like, the Blue Jays are up there, and even the Rays, because the Rays can never do wrongs, but, like, the Yankees and the Red Sox being, like,
I guess think about it, like, a couple years from now, like a couple years ago, maybe, like, a decade ago, do you really think that was going to happen?
That's
pretty
what
much
I'm
it's going to flip, right? Yeah. Like, that's, like, crazy to think
division
about.
Flipped from last place. Yeah. It just flipped.
It fully flipped, and it's kind of because of the youth.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we're going to transition to a segment that So you guys are new here. I don't know how often you guys have watched CWF at all. You guys should. But Maddie, this has become more and more of your show. We gotta trade seats.
I would love that. Not really. I hate being in the lead seat.
I'm not a lead though. I'm just here. I'm just talking. But this is your segment. It's Frank Break time. Maddie, take us away, bro.
First Frank Break of baseball season.
Yes.
And you know, not a whole lot I can report, but I do have two. Okay. Two big ones, baseball related, opening day related.
All right.
I don't know who watched a Mets game, but I'm just going to salute the service to Seymour Wiener.
Seymour.
No, it's Seymour.
Seymour.
His name is literally pronounced Seymour.
But it's Seymour Wiener. It's spelled Seymour.
They pronounce it Seymour.
They pronounce it Seymour.
Well,
salute to Seymour Wiener.
Thank you for your service. Thank you, sir.
And then the other one was BetUS, which bad timing to talk about betting in baseball, realistically, to be honest. But BetUS is hiring a wiener connoisseur who will be responsible for measuring the length and diameter and weight of the hot dog of all 30 MLB stadiums. You can apply. They'll fly you out, pay for your travel, and then pay you $2,500 total to go measure hot dogs.
But, like, what's the time span? Like, do they give you, like, a month?
I can click the application.
You should apply.
I was already on it.
We are hiring Wiener Connoisseur. Help us find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball. Size does matter.
So that's the goal, just to find the biggest.
Yeah, to find the biggest wiener in Major League Baseball.
There's more gifts, though. $2,500 cash, a $500 gift card at the MLB gift shop, and 1 year subscription to MLB TV. I might apply to that.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, all it needs is your name, email, state, and then just why we should pick you to be the wiener connoisseur.
Honestly, if anybody was going to be suited to be wiener connoisseur, it's just me and you. Or the Lovell twins and their brother.
Oh, yes. Their brother should apply.
He
makes hot dogs for golf courses. Hot dogs, we've heard.
Crazy.
We got to get them back.
What stadium do you think is going to win that, though?
Everyone already knows the longest hot dog. And I don't know if they're going for the longest hot dog or, like, where the science is going. The longest hot dog's Texas because they have, like, the boomstick.
Yeah.
Ooh. That thing's, like, crazy. But I don't know. I don't know what the actual, like, research they're looking for, what they're trying to craft. Maybe it's price. I think they're trying to do the price because you have to get the price and everything. And they probably want to see, like, who's got the best hot dog for value.
Where do the Rangers play? Is it Dallas?
Arlington.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Thank you for that, Maddie. And if you guys are interested in being wiener connoisseurs,
hit the application
on Bet. Who is not even sponsored? Why am I?
No.
As a Japanese
gambling
person,
sponsor?
As a Japanese person, I can't endorse a betting right now. Otani, I back you. All right. With us recording on March 29th, with opening day being yesterday, and I'm not 100% sure if we're going to post this either the week of during spring break, which would be April 3rd, or we're going to post it the week we get back, which would be April 10th. We just kind of wanted to do what, you know, a lot of sports podcasts tend to do at this time of the year, which is way too early. Day one after day one award predictions. So we're going to kind of go around the table, myself not included, because I didn't watch a single game yesterday.
I feel like you wouldn't know the teams in the divisions anyway.
I'll have to look it up. So I'm assuming that these division predictions that you have on our script is who will finish at the top of these divisions. So we'll kind of breeze through these, go around the table. Who do you guys pick to lead the AL East or the American League East division? Okay. Maddie?
I'm going with the Orioles. I really do think they're about to fly.
There you go.
Easy.
Yeah, the Orioles too.
Chocolate. Well, I'm a Yankees fan. I gotta pick the Yankees. I mean, that would be such a disservice to be a Yankees fan and then pick the Orioles. I'm picking the Yankees. They're gonna kill it.
If you didn't say the Yankees, I wouldn't have known that they were in the Orioles. But okay, Maddie, the American League Central Division.
The Central for the AL and the NL is both like so tough to choose. I think they're both open. I'm kind of going with youth again. I think the Royals honestly can kind of prove something here this year with Bobby Witt and play into this new franchise and pick up the Central. I'm a Guardians fan, so I should pick the Guardians, but I really do think the Royals have a chance.
Honestly, this is like so hard. Like you said, the Central is so hard to like in any year. It's so hard to predict, but I'm going with the Twins, honestly.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shout out Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Okay. I would probably say, I'm a Yankees fan. I think I want the Twins to win that one. Yeah.
Okay.
That's surprising. That was Joey Gallo's landing spot after leaving New York.
Yeah.
I mean, we pretty much crucified him, so.
Should I make one?
Yeah, you got
it. Just make a random one?
Yeah,
who's your shot? Okay, so for AL East, mm-hmm. Shout out the Celtics. I'm going with the Red Sox.
Love it.
Okay.
Come on.
Nice.
Okay. AL Central. I'm going to go with the Twins, too. I like Anthony Edwards. I like Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards plays for the Timberwolves, but yeah. up to Minnesota. Okay, AL West.
This is like such a four.
Come on, Maddie.
Horse race.
Back your corner, bro.
I'm saying it's a four-horse race, almost ironically. I don't think the Angels do have a chance, but I want to believe it.
You think you're going to do worse than the A's?
It's the Texas Rangers for me. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people aren't high on them, kind of coming in this season, think they're going to regress. I'm not sold on the Astros. I really think the Mariners have a lot more issues than people kind of talk about.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't want to say my answer because I'm a Dodgers fan, and I'm just going based off stats and just everything, but I think the Houston Astros, I mean, they just look – they're always so dominant for whatever reason, dude, for whatever reason.
All right, I'm going to pick the Angels. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to pick the Astros.
He said, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I just want to give you a little hope, you know? I'm going to pick the Astros. Yes, I'm a Yankees fan. I hate saying that the Astros are going to win the division, you know. You know what? As a Yankees fan, I want the Astros to win. I want to crush them, you know, at that playoff time. So we'll go with the Astros.
Are we still members of the – platinum members of the Jose Altuve Appreciation Society?
I say Altuve.
I don't do that.
So beautiful.
This side does not like
If you were here season one, you know.
Having a Yankees fan on the other side of so easy to rile her up, just talking Jose Altuve and Joey Gallo. And we had a Dodgers fan, too.
Yeah, it's Sonny.
Both of them played both franchises.
There you go. All right. The National League East. Maddie?
Atlanta Braves. I mean, there's really no question. The Phillies have an outside shot also. Hmm. The Braves are the best team in baseball. Like, the Braves are the best
are
team
they?
In baseball. Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
well, I mean, I can't say nothing because barely game one. But, yeah, I would pick the Braves, too.
I picked the Braves. I think it's a sweep, honestly. I don't – I feel like the Phillies kind of could be a streaky team, but I just don't think they'll take that division. I think the Braves are more of a solid pick.
I'm going to back my fellow Philly.
Go for Gary.
Go my boy Gary. I don't like the Sixers, but I do love the Eagles. So I'm going to go with the Phillies. All right, Maddie, the National League Central Division.
Back to the Central. I think there's a realistic case for every single team. Even the Pirates, like, raise it for the Pirates. I love the Buccas, Anil Cruz, but I want to see Cincinnati do it.
Okay.
Another young team, just exciting baseball. You could sell me on literally any team on any day and why they could win this division.
Yeah, got a couple of former dirtbags over there on the Reds.
We do. Connor Burns. Graham.
There you go.
Yeah, across the board, man. It's like it's anybody's league to do this, but I'm going to raise the Jolly Roger, man. Pirates. Pirates.
Yo.
I have to.
I'm going to go with the Reds. I know a lot of Pittsburgh Pirates fans are probably going to hate his prediction, jinxing it right here, just because of how, like, Pittsburgh is. But I'd go with the Reds. I think they're a solid team. I think De La Cruz is a really good player. Hmm. I think he's going to be a star at some point. I just think the Pirates are going to choke it. So I'll go with the Reds, man.
I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, they have before.
Yeah.
Crazy.
This is the energy that we need. I think I'm gonna go. See, I feel like the one person that picked that like does their March Madness bracket because of the
vibes.
No, because of the logos of the college team. Uh-huh. I'm looking at this list.
Yeah.
I like the Brewers logo. It's very creative.
Baseball glove with the M and the B.
Yeah, and the M and the B. I'm gonna go with the Brewers.
It is a great logo.
Yeah, they have a great logo.
Who's that? Yelich?
Yelich,
yeah.
I've seen him at a few Bucks games.
There you go.
Chugging beers. Come on now. All right. The National League West Division, Maddie.
It's the Dodgers.
Wow.
The Giants are my second favorite team this year. I'm rooting for the most, but even with the signings and reinforcements, Dodgers will win the division. No question. I think that's where you were going when you said the Braves aren't the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay, Dodgers. But
really?
But yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but all around, I mean, just on paper, they should. Okay, like they, I'm just going to say it because unlike like a couple years back when the Giants actually scored, or not scored, but they won 100 plus games and beat the Dodgers out of a division title was actually crazy. But on paper, the Dodgers should take this, the NL West, like nothing.
Hmm. We're going to look back at this at season 4 and see how well this age.
Maddie C is gonna be so excited when the Giants win 117 to break the record.
Dude, oh my god.
I think I'll go with the Dodgers. I don't think you know this about me, but I'm a Class A Los Angeles hater, especially the Dodgers. I
thought you were gonna say something else. Yeah. I think it's like a Class A LA native, yeah. Born and raised.
I hate the Dodgers. I hate them the most. So like, yeah, it's a family thing because my family's from LA and everything like that. Sure. And it feels like they're bandwagon sometimes. So I have to hate on them. But I think the Dodgers are gonna win this NOS. But I'll say this, they're gonna choke it anyways, just like they always do. Other than maybe like the little Mickey Mouse win, you know. The
yes, series. We need a Mouse. No,
come on,
dude. That's what's gonna happen. They're gonna lose it already.
I feel like it's 3-1 right now.
I haven't picked yet. I don't know, man.
Hey, sell me on those Rockies.
You know what?
Improve.
Come on.
No. With the power of friendship, they can win.
If you do well enough, Sam Blum will go to your stadium. I got to go the Dodgers, no?
Yeah.
If I couldn't pick the Dodgers, because I'm obviously going to pick the Dodgers.
I mean, if the Dodgers are not in this division, it's fun.
That's
like
true.
The Padres, yeah. Diamondbacks, Giants are all around the same
level. I was about to say that. But I'm about my boy Manny. Shout out to Padres. Come on. Well, after the Dodgers, of course. Okay. I'm only going to support the Padres because of Manny. And Manny's my guy. So, did you want to go through some of the individual awards?
We can do them really quick. Run
it down. We'll do once again.
I put them both NL and AL, so just go back to back.
Okay, so NL,
two names, yeah.
AL Rookie of the Year?
Jackson Chirio, Wyatt Langford. I think it's pretty standard. Okay. Jackson Holliday, if he was playing the first 2 weeks, would probably be up there. But yeah, Chirio, Langford.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing, but honestly, my heart wants to say Jackson Holliday, but I'll keep it between those two.
I'm not very familiar with the rookies. I'll just go with what Maddie says. I think he has some good predictions, you know?
Yeah. Sure.
Both have Dodgers hate, so there we go. We'll go with those two.
There we go.
I'm going to back you then.
Okay.
The NL MVP and AL MVP.
You know, we saw it on display yesterday. Mike Trout still got the power. I think Mike Trout's going to win another MVP.
Whoa.
Number 4, I think it's the year. And then Freddie. I think Mookie Betts is probably going to have a pretty low DRS, realistically. He doesn't look great at shortstop. I think it's Freddie's here to win an MVP as well.
Freeman.
How many homers do you think Trout's going to hit then? You think he's
conservatively
gonna hit that
50 or? 42.
Okay.
Over 42.
I need him to hit 40, dude.
Yeah.
It's been so long. Yeah. But AL, I have Trout. Yeah. AL, I have Trout. NL, I want to say Shohei. I really do.
He can't as a DH.
But like, you can't. Like,
it's just
you can
not
only
possible.
Do so much. Yeah. Honestly, I'm going to say Corbin Carroll.
I like that. Passing the torch.
I'm thinking Judge might get injured, so I'll go Soto. I'll go Juan Soto, you know. I was thinking, you know, they might both hit 50 home runs. They might hit 100, you know. We'll see what happens.
Sure.
It's a little bit broad, but I would probably say, I'll go on a limb here. I think Yamamoto gets MVP. I think he kills it.
Wow.
I think he kind of comes back.
Come on.
I think he gets it.
It's not the craziest call. I have seen people saying Yamamoto could easily get votes this year for MVP.
Yeah.
Come on. You're my favorite guest we've ever had. All right. Cy Young, NLAL.
Cy Young's a little harder, and I went with two off the board, I think, but I'm going Zach Gallen. I really like Zach Gallen. I really like the Diamondbacks and what they could do this year, needing that true like ace of the rotation. And then Tarek Skubal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a name that no one is picking.
I watched a YouTube video like 2 days ago why Tarek Skubal could win the Cy Young. And I like the Tigers. I like young teams that no one gives any hope to. So.
Yeah.
Aiden Skubal or Gallen. Ellie. Aiden or Ellie, whichever one of you, or both of you are editing this episode.
Skubal.
There you go.
Google.
Adrian?
All right. AO, Cy Young. Corbin Burnes, man.
Yeah.
God, he is so dominant. He was so dominant.
It was on full display yesterday against the Angels. Display.
Yeah. You saw it. I know. I was going to say, you saw it.
11 strikeouts, 1 hit, 6 innings. Yeah.
Oof.
And I'm going to be biased on this one. Glasnow. I don't think Yamamoto yet. Mm-hmm. I don't think so yet. Mm. I would like him to win it his first year, but Glasnow is better technically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm going to be biased. I'm going to pick the Yankees. I'm going to go Gerrit Cole.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna go again. he's injured. I know.
He might not pitch for 3 months.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? He might just go on a crazy run. You
I
know,
wanted to
know.
Hold it in so bad, dude. I was like trying my best.
I was like, listen, man, I gotta pick all the Yankees players. You know, they gotta get 100 games. You know, we'll see.
But for Nasty Nestor, at least.
Yeah. See, he was a little bit rough that first game.
Bro, he's a 50-50. Mixture of both me and you as sports fans. Like, cynical and hating, but also like back. We still gotta back.
You gotta
our
back
guys.
Your boys.
And if I'm gonna pick Yamamoto as MVP. I gotta pick him a Cy Young.
Okay, I was hoping you made that. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say if you picked him, that'd be
that would have been the most fitting teed up thing ever.
Let's just go glass now. Yeah, let's just go tell glass.
It would
now.
Be like I got Victor Wembanyama to win league MVP, but you know
he's not gonna win rookie.
Yeah, but he's not winning rookie of the year. No. Yeah, I got Chad rookie of the year, but I got Wemby MVP. Oh, all right, man. So we gotta do the little ad read. So first of all. Before I do the ad read, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. It's your first time, so how did you guys like it?
It was cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Choco,
I absolutely hated it. No, it was great. I mean, it was great. The banter, the fun. You know, we had all these different type of perspectives. You know,
how did we not have him here sooner?
Yeah, it's ruined my dreams.
Oh, that's our managing editor, guys.
Yeah, man.
Well, thank you guys for being here. I'm very excited. I'm gonna watch a lot. I'm gonna start watching baseball starting today.
Watch baseball. It's a yes. great sport.
It is a
and
great sport.
Time to watch it.
Honestly, it's a great like you said. I think it'll be a great year for baseball. And as if you're saying that it's gonna be a great year for baseball,
yeah, like it might not be a great year for me, but it'll be a great year for baseball.
If you say it's gonna be one of the best years of baseball, I gotta watch it. Yeah. And I'm going to.
There you go.
I did say though I was gonna watch more hockey at the beginning of the season. I haven't watched a single ounce of hockey. I will say that. That's my bad.
I've watched like two games, don't worry.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Playoffs are around the corner. That's the best time for hockey.
There you go. Thank you to our sponsor, Long Beach Transit. Looking to study abroad this semester? Roll with us and see how chill getting to class can really be. Grab your Gold Beach Pass by visiting routewt.com/CSUOB. And thank you guys for joining us in the Season 3, Episode 11 of Teed Up. Thank you to our video editor and producer, Aiden Swanepoel, and our multimedia producer, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach State sports, check out our website, daily49er.com, and follow us on socials at daily49er. Have a great spring break, everybody, and we'll catch you guys when we get back. Come on!